TJC.
TNZ0TR. How you doing, Jerry?
How about that shoes? You got your post in the ground yet?
Turn this radio down. Don't want no music in the background here. What Bernice and I did yesterday and today is I bought a telescoping flagpole a long time ago and dug a hole and got some sackcrete and we got it. You put a plastic pipe down about 2 inches, looks like Schedule 80, and you put it down a couple of feet in the concrete and then stick that pole in it. And that's going to be the support for the coax as it goes down that way. But the 4x4s are sitting there on the trailer out back, just waiting for you to get sized, get your hand sized for a shovel.
Tom, I don't think I'd wait too long for that.
To work on that attitude is all I can say.
Attitude ain't good enough to be digging with a shovel much these days. Keep me putting a whole lot of pressure on my feet right now with trying to hope my pelvis is going to get it up. My pelvis is going to be okay. It's not bothering me today, so I think I'm going to be okay. But I don't think they make a shovel to fit me.
Exactly what Bernice said when I started this project. I'm going to have to slap her around again here once a week and just kind of get her attitude adjustment there, Jerry. Actually, I don't want to get whipped, so I better go to Plan B. Oh, shoot. But we got that in, and it's got to set up a little bit. And, you know, I've always wanted a windsock, and I bought one a year or so ago. And I think I'm going to hang that on there just for fun, just to kind of freak out my neighbors.
I think that you got a flight landed at any time now. But how tall did you say the aluminum pole was?
It's just 20 foot. You know, it's really nice. And when I bought it, it was really reasonable. They even come with a Chinese-American flag.
Because that aluminum, price of aluminum these days, I bet that stuff has really gone up.
Well, it hasn't. Everything except investments or savings or whatever you want to call it. And they went down. Boy, I'm telling you. My neighbor, he's in a 401k, and from what I see, and I don't watch it a whole lot, that stock market's not doing good. But as DJW says, if you know, as long as you don't sell, you ain't lost anything. Well, that's very true, but I don't like it when when things are losing. Wow, here comes a bunch of trucks. And they're really going slow and backing up the traffic. But we're going the other direction, so that's good. But I'll get that up there and then see how much coax I got. And I went to the website and that Malin's My Design. And they don't have that particular isolation transformer until the 24th. So, I put my email address in there, and they will notify me when it becomes available, Jerry. Everything costs money nowadays. I think that was $96 and something. But I haven't spent it yet because it hasn't become available. They won't even let you order it on there until it does.
A lot of this stuff is getting that way, and I don't know whether it's artificially created or whether it's the real thing sometimes. And, of course, I think some of it, like another product, some people are just stocking up on it when they can, even though they don't need it. They might need it in the future, and that creates a demand. It's not really a demand. It's just for future use, I guess. I worry about other things. But I'm not sure what's going on with it. The radios are the same way. I know that those high-end Kenwood HF rigs, I know you have to go in and order those now and expect to get them in 3 months or so. I think it's I guess it's a 990, the one that's about $4,000 or so. I was talking to one of the guys the other day. He was a manager at HRO for years. He's retired now. Lives in Gainesville. He said that normally, I said, is that right? He said, yeah. He said, you place your order now, and they charge you, and they have to, you know, they're supposed to get it to you within a month. So he said, it might be 2 or 3 months. He said, but if you don't order it, he said, you're guaranteed not, you know, that you probably won't find one in stock or anywhere. And I said, ooh, because I'm not interested in that anyway, but that's pretty tough having $4,000 or so tied up, not knowing when you're going to get it.
TR. Well, I'll tell you, Jerry, most of the websites that I've dealt with, especially if you use PayPal, they can't bill you till they ship it, and that's a good thing. But that $890 is over $3,000, and I don't know about the availability of it. It's a beauty. I'd have one if I needed one, but I got that 590 SG, and I'm just tickled death with it. Bill's got my old 590 S, and he's tickled to death with it down there at Hartwell. And it's just a great radio, and N4IQ uses them. So if he uses them, they're good enough for me. And I got a 27-inch band scope there, so I don't really need... I don't really need a new radio, although I think the receive on it might be a little better. From everything I read in QST, I always read that, and every time I can get a QST, like a couple of days ago, I'd have got a new one. I always got a full-page ad in there. This is your OTR. Go ahead, Jerry.
Rob Sherwood's test on receivers, and of course, he includes all the transceivers, too. He's probably one of the best evaluating guys that I've ever seen. He can tell you, I mean, you can look at all the important specs on them and see which one's the best and which one is so-so and that sort of thing. It's amazing. A lot of ham transceivers are better than some of the dedicated receivers, especially the Killens. I always felt like Killens had better receive quality and better audio, transmit and receive. And I wish Kenwood would make another, they haven't made one in years, I guess. If it was, it's been a long time ago. And I'd love to see them make a UHF, VHF, all-band, all-mode rig as a base. That'd be a great radio. But, yeah, they probably won't do that. There's always been rumors about them getting out of the amateur business. I heard them for 25 years, and they're still plugging along. But you can't get any of their... Their mobiles and handhelds, with the exception of one, those things are, they're all, most all those things are discontinued or not available right now.
When you look at them in the HRO catalog and that, every time you look at one, it says call for pricing. Why can't they put the price in there, for God's sake? That just makes me mad. But they don't, and they don't tell you online at times. But the 990 that you mentioned, it started out pretty close to $7,000, and I think it's in the sixes yet today. And it's dual band, totally dual band. But I think it was Bill that told me that they have yet to develop an SDR radio. So he bought, for one of his second radios, he bought an SDR by Yaesu. And he says that technology is really great nowadays, and he's a professional engineer, so he's got a lot more smarts than I do, Jerry. But I'll tell you what, if I can hear it, like last night I went down and turned the radio on, and Bernice come down about 9 o'clock, and we were sitting there watching TV, and I saw an old boy in Qatar. That's over there by Saudi Arabia, you know. He come up, so I just went over there and dialed it up on the radio. And he was in the general class band, actually. And I've worked Qatar before, and when I looked, I always just go work them first. When I looked, and naturally, it was on 20 meters, and that's where he was last night, early in the evening. And he just clears the bell almost. And I worked him on the first try. and very nice gentleman named Muhammad, of course. And there's openings now, but you just kind of got to be there when it opens up, I guess you'd say, Jerry.
You have to work some weird hours sometimes to be able to get some of those stations. But I haven't talked to Phil Parton. I think he was called N4DRO or something like that. Phil and I have been friends for about 30 years, I guess. And he was, he's been manager of one of the HRAs in Atlanta and a couple other places. He was the U.S. sales manager for Kenwood Amateur Products, and I haven't heard anything about him. I don't know where he's still working for him or he's retired, but I'm always curious about what they got on the back burner. They, you know, Kenwood, they just don't introduce radios very often. And, you know, a lot of us are hoping they're going to do a new satellite rig or a new mobile rig that had full duplex to replace that 710 they had for years. But, yeah, the products always work good, but that's just now. I think the HF rigs are a little different story, but I know now they don't, Kenwood doesn't do any in-house repair of their products anymore. They've got them, you have to go to an outside, well, it's still considered Kenwood repair, but they don't do it in-house anymore. I'm not sure whether that's just a part of the COVID thing or what's going on. But yeah, Kenwood USA is based in, right around Duluth, so not too far from HRO, to be honest with you, in Atlanta.
Well, my 590 I sold to N4WHM down there. When it first come out, and I got it when it first come out, they came out with a firmware update, and I sent it in. It didn't take them long at all to put that firmware in there for me. I think you could have done it online, but I didn't want to mess with it. I'd mess it up. So I sent it in and had it done. But that's been a few years. I only used that radio about maybe a year, year and a half. And, we're going to Walmart. Well, I'm in the wrong lane, Bernice. It's your fault, Jerry. If I wasn't talking to you, I'd have been in the right lane. But first you won't get your hand sized up for a shovel, and now you made me miss my turn.
Doing things like that's pretty common trait, man. But I think most of the Kenwood HF stuff you get people to work on that. It's just some of the handheld stuff. It's hard to get on the surface mount technology. About 590 is about as good a radio as I think you can get for the money. And the 7300 Icon is a lot more popular, but it's an SDR. But I like that Kenwood. All the ones I've heard on the air end in person, when they first introduced that thing, they all were sounded really nice. And I think it's a well-built radio.
Well, that 890, that Sherwood guy that you were talking about from that engineering firm said that was one of the best receives, or was the best receive that he'd ever witnessed, and that's a good recommendation. But they run a double-page or a full-page ad on that 590 still to this day in the 590 SG. And I wanted the SG. It has a few extra features, but as far as any better performance on there, it would be net size, I'll tell you. It's just not, there's just no great difference in either one there, Jerry. They are both very fine. Well, I'm here. I got to run in and pick up a prescription at Wally World, so I'll say 73's, Jerry. Pleasure's all mine, sir. And this is in 0TR, clear.
Take it easy. Be careful this afternoon. Talk to you later. Time is 0TR and 4DJC, clear.
WWZ Portable. KO4, HKX, KO4, WWZ.